Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, in another Chipotle story, a Chipotle in Billerica, Massachusetts, closed its door for a second day Wednesday after one of its employees tested positive for the highly contagious norovirus. And as many as four employees are suspected to be sick with that stomach bug. This Chipotle is located just northwest of Boston, and it shut its doors on Tuesday after the word emerged that at least one employee had tested positive for norovirus, which causes pain, nausea, vomiting. You only hope that he was really wearing gloves, washing his hands. The store expects to reopen today, but we'll see if that happens. They're going to test the rest of the employees for the virus via stool sample and symptom questionnaire. So all of the employees at that particular Chipotle have to give a stool sample. Isn't that nice? This Mexican fast food chain has been plagued by so many health issues in recent months, which has weighed on its reputation, and the stock price has plummeted. It was down 20% in the last 12 months. And that's because of reports of norovirus and E. coli and salmonella, and they've just had a whole lot of problems. So I think they're thinking that they're going to have to maybe close all their doors. Maybe this is what they should do. And close all their doors and go through every single solitary one of their restaurants, because they just have more problems, and it has changed my mind about the store quite a little bit. So, you know, if you're somebody who isn't really afraid of that stuff, then have at it, but just keep a watch on the news, because these things seem to be popping up a lot. Now we're talking about successful motivators for losing weight and sustained weight loss. You know, I talk a lot about weight loss and exercise. As an exercise physiologist, it's what I've been doing for 30 years. And when we talk about what works, well, they're finding more and more that financial incentives, if you think that there's money coming down the pike for getting your weight off, you're going to be more likely. So if corporations take this hint in these new studies, then they might offer some financial bonuses and say, for every 10-pound weight loss, depending on how much you have to lose, we'll, you know, give you a gift card for dinner, or we'll give you a gift card for the movie theater. Or, you know, maybe dinner isn't probably the best thing for someone trying to lose weight. But if you typed in the word weight loss into Google, you get more than 220 million websites, and they each have the answer to this near universal goal. So every day there's always new articles. You know that we here at Radio MD do tons of shows on weight loss and motivators, and people are asking me all the time, what's the best way to lose weight? So here you go. Not only does the financial incentive work, and that maybe would be good for corporations to note, but my best advice when people ask me, what do I do to lose weight? What is the best thing that I can do? I tell them a couple of things. First of all, step on the scale, get a starting point. Just like you would have a colonoscopy or a mammogram to get that baseline, step on the scale. Don't be afraid of the scale. Get on there. In the morning, when you wake up, after you make your pee and your poop, then step on there, because that takes off a little bit. Then start journaling your food. Set your goal. Decide what you want to do. Start journaling your food for a couple of days. Really what you do, you know, what you eat every single day, whether it's a piece of your child's grilled cheese sandwich that you shove in your mouth when it's left on their plate, anything that goes in your mouth, you journal down. Then you read it to yourself in the mirror at night and make the appropriate changes. So to start those changes, I would say on day one, you start with a really, really high fiber breakfast. Bran flakes, bran buds, sticks and twigs, baby. Maybe some oatmeal, because that helps lower your cholesterol at the same time. Get a good high fiber filling breakfast. Then you won't feel like snacking really all morning at all. So I'm going to keep giving you some of these little tips, but start on the scale, get your baseline, journal your food, and start with a really high fiber breakfast. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.